Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, August 8, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.3%. This follows mixed trading in Asian markets and early higher trading in European markets. The US 10-year is down 4 basis points, yielding 2.80%. The dollar is down against the euro and pound, whilst flat against the yen. Oil, gold, and industrial metals are broadly up, with cryptocurrencies broadly up as well. The Fed rate hike path remains the key macro theme in the wake of Friday's better-than-expected payrolls data. The hawkish camp was also supported by the latest Fed rhetoric, pushing markets back towards the expectation of a 75 basis point hike in September, up from 50 basis points. Geopolitical risks also remain a focus in Asia following Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, with reports of Chinese and Taiwanese warships shadowing each other on Sunday ahead of the scheduled end of 4 days of unprecedented Chinese military exercises. On the data front, New Zealand Q3 inflation expectations came in below month ago, and Switzerland July unemployment rate was in line with month ago and consensus. Norway June manufacturing production was above consensus and month ago. Denmark June industrial production also above consensus and month ago. Japan June current account was slightly negative, and China July trade balance was above month ago and consensus. We have nothing due up on today's US economic calendar. Veolia Environment has agreed to the sale of Suez's UK waste business to Macquarie for 2.4 billion euros. The sale was to address the main concerns of the UK Competition Authority. UPS has agreed to the acquisition of the Bomi Group. The transaction will add temperature-controlled facilities in a number of countries, as well as a number of highly skilled team members to the UPS healthcare network in Europe and Latin America. And the Wall Street Journal, citing sources, reports that CVS Health is expected to put forward a bid for Signify Health. We have Tyson Foods due to report their results before market open, with American International Group, Take-Two Interactive, News Corp, and International Flavors and Fragrances due to report after market close. Asian equities finished mixed on Monday, with mainland China and Japan leading with moderate gains, whilst Australia and South Korea edged higher. Hong Kong was the main laggard amid notable drags from technology companies. The Nikkei reports that Apple has asked suppliers to ensure that shipments from Taiwan to China strictly comply with Chinese customs regulations after Pelosi's trip to Taipei stoked fears of rising trade barriers. According to sources, Apple told suppliers that China has started to strictly enforce a long-standing rule that Taiwanese-made parts and components must be labelled as being either made in Taiwan, China, or Chinese Taipei. And the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's Inflation Expectations Survey showed 2-year inflation outlook fell backwards towards the target range, the first fall in 2 years. European markets are trading higher this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all showing gains. UK leadership favourite Liz Truss has signalled that she will implement an emergency budget if she becomes Prime Minister. In an op-ed in The Telegraph, Truss dismissed the Bank of England's downbeat assessment of the economy and said she would immediately cut taxes by reversing the rise in national insurance and suspend the green levy on energy bills. Centre-left issues may facilitate Meloni winning in the Italian elections. A centre-right victory in the 25 September Italian elections became more probable as Calenda, leader of the centrist Azzoni party, said his party would leave the centre-left election alliance it formed with the Democratic Party last week. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Monday, August 8, 2022. you can continue to follow today's news in real time with Vaxxer.